Question, how do I quote? I don't know if the question is asking how do I quote commercial or residential or fertilization weed control or a landscape project. So the question was simply how do I quote? So I'm going to make the assumption that we're talking about the maintenance side of the business. And some of what I say would be true for a landscape job as well. The way most people quote is they have some experience delivering the work. They have some experience providing the service. And they worked in the field for some period of time. They learned by feel how long it takes to mow a lawn of a certain size and how long it takes to trim bushes and certain types of bushes. And so they eyeball estimate, probably better said, they guesstimate on what that job is going to take. And so they look at the job and they say, well, this bush job at this home is going to take about 4.5 hours and I'm going to, about 4.5 man hours. So if I have two guys on the job, it's going to take, you know, just over 2 hours per man. So the total will be on the job for just over 2 hours. There'll be a couple guys on the job. So it's going to equal 4+ man hours. Excuse me. And so you'll multiply some number, some hourly labor number, some man hour price, $25 an hour, $35 an hour, $55 an hour, some number against that that number of hours you're going to be on the job. So most quoting usually starts with figuring out the time. If it starts with knowing how long is the job going to take in terms of man hours. So in the beginning, if you're doing small jobs, if you're doing a lawn mowing job, it really does come down to how long is it going to take and what do I need to make per hour to cover all my expenses and so on. So I usually recommend that what you do, especially on residential, and this is true for commercial too, but it's much easier on residential, is price shop your competition, figure out what they're charging, get a feel for what they charge by size of lot. So many companies now publish their rates right on their website. But call around, get some quotes, get your friends to get a few quotes. If you don't know anything about the business, that's the easiest way. It's to shop your competition, kind of get a feel for what they charge. If you're getting them fertilization weed control, shop the competition. Get your friends to shop them. Learn about what their rates are. Learn about what's included in that rate, what's not included. And from there, you can start to get a feel for what the market charges. I don't think you want to be the lowest price in the market. I don't think you want to necessarily just copy what your competitors are charging. But I do think you need to have a feel because it does provide a starting point. And I would never recommend you charge what your clients are charging just because that's what they charge. You need to run your business so that it'll achieve the profit level that you want. And so you can't just look and follow exactly what the competition does. Now, with that being said, if you run a really poor company and you need to charge twice what the market charges, good luck with that. You're probably not going to be able to pull that off. You're going to need to fix your business problems. But I believe in trying to charge a higher rate than what most other companies charge because I want to achieve a high profit margin. I don't want to have just a low profit margin business and just scrape by or just make nice money. I want to make really, really good money and build a really good business. So I'm going to do that through charging a higher price than a lot of companies, more towards the top of the marketplace. I'm going to do it through running a very streamlined operation and trying to keep my costs down. So again, going back to quoting so you don't make any mistakes, that's a great starting point. Then you get out there, you do the work, and then you start to track. How long does it take me to mow? So maybe you measure your property. And this is true, again, for anything, commercial, residential, mowing, fertilization, weed control, aeration. Anything you do, this is true. Measure your property, get the turf square footage, figure out the gross square footage of the lot, figure out the net. I say net is basically everything less the house, less the concrete, things of that sort. So, gross and turf are your most relevant numbers. So gross is the total size of the lot, including the building, the flower beds, the concrete, everything. Turf is just the grass, excluding flower beds, the footprint of the property, things of that sort. So then once you've got those numbers, and the reason you want both numbers is because there's more involved than just turf. And so let me give you an example. Let's say you're mowing a residential property. And you have, let's say you're mowing two residential properties. And one property is 20,000 square feet gross with a 5,000 square feet of turf. And then you've got another property that has 5,000 square feet of turf, just like the other one, but it's only got 8,000 gross square feet, meaning it's got a much smaller house on the property, less concrete. those two properties do not take the same amount of time to surface. On the 20,000 square foot lot, which is just under half an acre, your team is walking more. They're probably edging more. There's more linear footage, more than likely. There's more area to blow off. There's more more walking time, pushing mowers, carrying equipment to the backside of the property. There's more, everything about the property is bigger. So yes, the turf was the same, but the size of the property meant that there was more labor hours involved in managing, maintaining that property. Those types of things need to be accounted for. And the reason I say that is so, as you're starting to construct some form of a procedure for quoting and estimating, you first study the market and you go out and you enter the marketplace with an average price. This is what I feel you do. You come into the marketplace kind of average price with a very compelling reason why clients want to use you. Then as soon as you're on the property, you start measuring everything. How long does it take? How big is it? How do square footage and time relate? What kind of equipment do I get the best production out in big areas? You know, how long does it take me to use a 21-inch mower versus a 36-inch walk behind or a 51-inch or a 61-inch rider? And start to learn that and figure that out. And as you study the relationship of time and square footage, production speed, you'll start to learn estimating. You'll start to get a feel for it. It is a process. You don't just day one know how to quote. So you start out, learn what the market does, get into the marketplace at an average rate. When you're young and your business is young, you don't have a lot of expenses. So you're probably not going to get burned by at least matching the marketplace. By all means, don't go in trying to be the low price guy in the marketplace. Study your jobs, learn everything about how long they take. Start to measure, start to track, start to make notes. Then you start to learn and get a feel for the relationship, like I said, of time and square footage and such. Then you can start to construct good estimates. And it's a process. Ultimately, the goal is you want to know and have on paper a means to figure out exactly what it takes to service a property, to the point that you could walk into a property, measure off the turf, measure off the gross square footage, or use Google Earth Pro or whatever tool to figure some of this out and arrive at the exact number you need to be able to charge. Not what the competition charges, but the number you need to deliver your profit margin that you want. That's where you want to go. For estimating bushes, you want to get to the point where you can count all the small bushes that are round versus the medium size versus the large, and you note those, and you count all the hedges and the size of the hedges and the linear footage, you know, a kind of a small, medium, large ranking. And you've measured how long it takes your average worker to complete the trimming of round bushes of different sizes and hedgerows of different sizes and large ornamental trees of different sizes, of different shapes. And you've got those numbers. So you could literally count them up, or you could send somebody on your staff out and say, count all the bushes, report back to me how many round small bushes, how many round medium, and report all the facts back to me. We're going to punch it in. We're going to know based on average time how long it's going to take. You get back a number, and that number says it's going to be 4 man hours. And then you multiply that by the number that you need. So if you charge $35 per man hour, you multiply the 4 hours times the $35 per man hour, you arrive at the rate you need to charge to trim bushes. That's where you're going. You can't get there day one. You can't start there day one. You can't go out and just buy someone else's time measurement book on how long it takes to do certain tasks. Excuse me, you can't just buy someone else's and apply it to your business. You've got to learn this stuff about your business, your part of the country, your type of clients. You know, in different parts of the country, there's more trees than another property, so there's more obstacles. There's different elevations, there's different levels, there's so many different factors. Grass types cut different, just an array of different things. So you've got to learn all these things about your business to ultimately quote properly. Whenever you sell commercial, we always try to find out what the other company was charging. We don't always get it, but sometimes we do. That helps us learn about our competition. That helps us learn about what they're paying. Now, I'll tell you, that doesn't mean we go and match their price. We charge what we need to charge, and if we win the business, great. If we lose it, and then we lost it because we weren't going to sacrifice profits. But the reason I say that is you ask for, try to get some information about what the previous company was charging so you can start to learn the market. You can start to see what others are charging. It helps you. It's a teaching process. It teaches you how to quote. Doesn't mean you copy it. Doesn't mean they're right. A lot of people are low ballers, or they underbid. They're making mistakes. They're learning too. So, but it's a guideline. It's a learning tool for you. So that's the basis of quoting. Get out there, get started, study the market, then start to learn your own business. Take the measurements, track the time, and do everything it takes to figure out so that you could say, if it's a 7,000 square foot lot, you charge this. If it's 21,000 square foot, you charge that. If it's this size of a bush job with this type of a makeup of plants and flowers and hedges and this size of flower beds, you know exactly what to charge. That's your goal. That's where you're trying to go, and it's going to take you years to get there. So you start out basic, you take baby steps, and you gradually build a really good estimating and quoting system for your company. So I hope that helps. Thank you very much.